I think that I'm just ready for some shifts. I'm ready for some challenges. I'm ready for some new stuff, which is not something I don't think I would have said a year ago. I think I would have been, how do I just stay in this comfortable spot for, you know, the next 20 years? Like I had done, I mean, almost the previous 20 years.
Welcome to the Midlife Fulfilled podcast. Are you over 40 and ready to truly thrive? Well, on this podcast, we go deep on ways to thrive across the five pillars of midlife: health, fitness, career, relationships, and legacy. I'm Bernie Borges, midlife advocate, life coach, and your host. Subscribe now and get ready to thrive. Danielle Devening Limon, welcome to the Midlife Fulfilled podcast.
Hi, Bernie. I'm so happy to be here.
I am so happy to have you here. I've been looking forward to our conversation. This is going to be a little bit of a different Midlife Fulfilled podcast episode. First, let me introduce you to my listener, give you a little bit of background. You are an expert freelance creative professional. You help mostly entrepreneurs as well as small and mid-sized businesses, and you focus on helping them grow their business through brand strategy. You're an expert front-end web developer. You've worked with me for many, many years on my website and other websites that we've worked on together. You're an expert in WordPress. You're a UX designer, and you're also an orchid collector. I love that. So what I want to discuss with you, Danielle, as you know, we'll set this up for the listener here, is I've been coaching you now for several months and enjoying every minute of it, and really just kind of want to talk about the experience, you know, and invite you to be a little vulnerable and kind of, you know, talk about your experience and kind of where you've come from and where you are now, and maybe a little bit about, you know, where you think you might be headed. So with that, why don't we begin first with the fact that you've been through the Midlife Career Reboot Workbook. Maybe you can frame that up a little bit for the listener.
Yeah, well, okay. So thank you for that, Bernie. So yeah, it was a little, it was interesting because not only did I get to go through the workbook as like an end user, but I got to help you put it together. So I got to see some of the background stuff that went into it, which was really interesting. So what was helpful for me was breaking down something that felt so much bigger than it was. I needed the simplification of the process in order to actually do it. I think that's what we do. You know, we build these kind of big barriers, these big walls, and at the end of it, it's not really that big of a deal. But it was probably the beginning of a larger trend for myself and kind of demystifying and breaking down these barriers. But yeah, that was definitely a useful tool.
And something that I remember from the earliest conversations that were connected to the workbook was the fact that you are a brand strategist. You help entrepreneurs and businesses really build their brand digitally, you know, to communicate to the world. And then one of the things that you and I did together was to really build your brand on your LinkedIn profile. Not from the standpoint of design, because that's your expertise, but from the standpoint of just the messaging, right? Do you remember that exercise? And maybe you can comment on that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just wanted to say first too, like this is a process that I'm able to take other people through, but for myself, it becomes a completely different animal. And I think we all kind of do this. Like we can give advice and we can see things very clearly for other individuals or other groups. But when it comes to our own stuff, it becomes this big mess of tangled ideas and things like that. So going through that process with your guidance allowed me to really kind of focus on who I was serving, which at that time I didn't really have a clear idea, even though it was very much in front of me, but I couldn't really articulate it. And I'll say also, I think that this exercise is an ongoing one for me.
Sure, sure.
It's an evolving thing. And I'm learning more about what I do, even though I've been doing it for a long time. I'm learning more about what I do and how it's valued by others, right? Yeah. So yeah. And that was kind of like the first stage.
Yeah. The other thing that I remember very vividly is you were very reluctant to post on LinkedIn, add comments on LinkedIn, really just engage on LinkedIn. And I remember that once we updated your profile, your LinkedIn profile, then you felt more confident. You felt like your profile truly represented you in a way that you felt really good about it. And then you started to take those steps to start commenting and engaging. But it still took a little bit of getting outside of your comfort zone. So maybe you can speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, that was, I know you had to coax me a little bit because it's not my natural state of interaction. And that wasn't my natural venue of interaction. And I think through the process of going through and updating things, and it was, yes, there was kind of like the visual process of updating things and going through it, but there was a mental process that went behind it as well. One that I didn't expect to happen. It felt like something that actually represented me. And it actually felt like something that I could share with other people and it be an extension of who I am and what my business does. So, but the mental process of it was also, and I don't know if you remember this, I'm sure you do, is just the kind of mindset shift that has to happen, that had to happen for me at least, mm-hmm. that instead of looking at myself as promoting myself, which felt unnatural for me, it was being available and being of service. And those were concepts that I could, that resonated with me a lot easier. They felt more natural.
Oh, Danielle, I remember that vividly because it was one specific coaching call we had where that was a humongous light bulb for you. I remember it vividly. And yeah. And I remember it so vividly that your reaction was around this concept of, I almost felt like I was reprimanding you because I said, Danielle, you're depriving those who need you of your service if you are not actively engaging and putting yourself out there. And mm-hmm. that was a revelation for you. I remember it.
Yes, absolutely. That was the first, well, maybe not the first, but it was among the first couple of dominoes to fall. In mm-hmm. you know, the kind of trend that's been happening since mm-hmm. since we've been working together on this particular stuff, on this particular thing. So it's, yeah, it was. And I think that's being flying solo for as long as I have and kind of being in this bubble, you just kind of get stuck in this way of thinking over and over and over and over again. And it's really hard. Unless something external challenges you on that, it's really hard to manufacture or bring that challenge up organically within yourself if you're just, operating in that bubble.
Right.
So I think that having that external challenge, aka Bernie, forced me to look at things differently than I had.
Yeah. I think the next step after that sort of revelation for you was the concept of then forming the habit of going to LinkedIn on a daily basis, going through your stream and looking for opportunities to engage. So maybe you can speak to that about how, again, on the mindset point, it wasn't just the mindset of you really don't want to deprive those who need you. That's part of the mindset. But then you also have to be in the habit of making yourself available, right?
Yes.
So you want to speak to that?
Absolutely. Yeah. There was, well, and in the workbook, there's literally like a check where you could check it off, which is super satisfying, you know, to be able to check stuff off like that.
Yep.
And I have it in my calendar as well. So even if I'm not, you know, pressuring myself to do the thing that feels uncomfortable, you know, which might be posting or making myself vulnerable in some way every day, you know, I do set challenges up for myself. And so it becomes again, taking down that barrier and simplifying the process, it doesn't feel like this big, scary thing anymore. And so this venue that I couldn't identify with before is now, through this experience, I see opportunity where I wouldn't have seen it before.
What do you mean by that? Hey, Brona here with a quick update. My 2024 Midlife Fulfilled Survey is now available. I've partnered with Udemy, a leader in online education, on a survey that's going to inform a forthcoming research report on fulfillment in midlife. And I want you to take this survey. Now, you will not be asked to identify yourself. That means no name or email is requested on this survey. The link for this survey is in the show notes for this episode, as well as on the homepage at midlifefulfilled.com. Hey, while you're on the show notes page, get my new Midlife Fulfilled scorecard, where you can score yourself in each of the five pillars and then easily calculate a total fulfillment score. Hey, that's all for now. Let's get back to the episode.
Well, so like I've met a couple of people, including, you know, the person that I'm working with on my business, met them through LinkedIn. I would not have even considered that before, not even the venue, but I wouldn't have necessarily even considered maybe coaching before this experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, another point in our coaching sessions that was, something that I recall wasn't so much a conversation, but it was an observation that I shared with you. And I said, because every time we meet, just like right now, we're on video, we always met on video. And I said to you, I said, Danielle, you look more confident than I've ever seen you look before. Yeah. It was in your body language. It was in your face. I mean, it was just so obvious to me. And yeah. So my question for you is, did you even realize that your confidence had grown?
You know, I don't think I really realized it until you said that to me. I think I was feeling more confident, or more kind of like I had a lot more energy. I had a lot more excitement about things, but I didn't realize it translated to confidence until you told me.
Okay. Yeah, it was so obvious to me. It was so obvious to me because we've been, you know, having these coaching calls week after week. And on that particular day, I just noticed it. And not that it was only that day. It was like from sure. that moment forward, I just noticed it.
Yeah.
Let me transition a little bit, because our conversations transitioned a little bit. We didn't get totally away from the career aspect of our coaching, but it did become a little more holistic. Naturally, the conversation just kind of went to, you know, diet and exercise. Now, I know you're a vegan, so you've got, you know, a very healthy diet. But on the exercise side, you know, I chose to, you know, crack the whip a little bit and kind of, you know, suggest a few things to you. Why don't you maybe speak to the impact that those conversations are having on you?
Yeah, I remember that. And I don't remember what kind of like made that shift in our conversation. But I think it was, you know, me going through some, you know, health stuff. And so that was a topic. And also knowing that your experience with fitness and how it's impacted you, and you've always been very willing to share that, which I've appreciated. Yeah, developing the habits that I've developed in the past little while, I think of them as cornerstone habits. And that's something that if I do those things, other good things are easier to do, or other good habits are easier to do. So it started with, and I remember you checking on me with this, it started with just just moving my weights into my office. So that way they were visible and accessible and easy to get to. And so I finally do have my treadmill in the office now, so the way I could take breaks. And it's something that has transformed even just the small amount of time that goes into it each day, which is not a lot. I don't think I do more than 30 minutes a day. But even that small amount has impacted my energy levels, my focus, and I think it makes me more, how would I put that? It makes me more flexible in my mind too.
Okay. Okay. And from a habit standpoint, what are you doing differently? If you look back, say, I don't know, 3 months, give or take, before you were in the mindset of integrating exercise, like making time for exercise, because, you know, I remember part of the conversation was that it's not that you were unwilling to do exercise, but you couldn't find the time. And I jumped all over that and just said, okay, well, let's figure it out. Right. Yes. I gave you some suggestions on how to find time. So from a habit standpoint, how are you doing that? What's your habit to make the time, find the time, however you want to characterize it?
I think that was absolutely, and it was, I mean, that's always the worst excuse, right? Is I don't have the time, because there is always time for things. But it was a matter of prioritizing, though. I remember that was something that you repeated to me a few times. It's a matter of prioritizing things. So like currently in the mornings, I'll do, you know, 10, 15 minutes of just, you know, light cardio, and I'm not the hugest fan of cardio, but I'll do it in the mornings. Most mornings I look forward to it now, just because I want to be done with it and it feels good to be done with it. So that usually happens in the morning. And then throughout the day, you know, if I've got 10 minutes here, 15 minutes there, that I'll pick up the weights or do some squats or, you know, whatever it is. And it's definitely on the days where I haven't prioritized it, when I haven't done it, I feel it in my body. I feel it in my energy. I feel it in my focus. I feel it just all over. So it's definitely something that helps tremendously. It's huge.
So, I mean, that's music to my ears, because that's really where you want it to be, right? You want it to be, you said you look forward to it partly because you want to be done with it. And you're still doing a little weights here and there, a little other cardio or whatever here and there, because it contributes to your focus and your energy. And like you said, when you don't do it, you feel the difference.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And the cardio is a part that I don't like. I like lifting weights, and I like to, you know, when I do get to the gym, which is not often enough, I like to lift heavy weights. That feels exciting to me. But I'll settle for my little, you know, 5 and 7.5 pounders here. And so I kind of, you know, if I do the cardio in the morning, then I'll get to do the fun stuff, which is
right. So a question I didn't ask you at the beginning of our recording is, because, you know, this is the Midlife Fulfilled podcast. So what what decade are you in age-wise?
Can I say my age? Is that okay?
If you want to.
All right. I'm 41. So I'm in my early 40s.
Okay. All right. And so what would you say to someone out there that's, you know, in that age range? I'm not saying they have to be in their 40s, but, you know, someone who's a Midlife Fulfilled podcast listener who maybe is, you know, dealing with similar issues, not exactly the same, and they haven't been through kind of a coaching experience. Now that you've got two coaching experiences. You've had one with me for months, and then a new one that's a different style of coaching, business coaching. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what would you share with someone who hasn't been through something like that?
Oh, that's a good question. I think that for someone who hasn't had a coaching experience And for somebody who might be, and I think we're kind of constantly in some kind of transitionary phase, right? That I didn't know I needed it, and I didn't know that I needed what we were doing, it being more of a holistic approach. And as soon as we started kind of focusing on the life stuff, and this became a life coaching scenario, I didn't realize I needed that, but that was the spark. That was the thing that kind of set. And I'm not saying that the other stuff didn't matter, but clearly that was the stuff that resonated with me and had a bigger impact. And it snowballed into a lot of other things because it was all connected. You know, the 30 minutes a day, that small task can affect everything. And it just made it much easier to handle the big stuff. And so the small stuff didn't seem so insurmountable. Mm-hmm. So I think starting with the life coaching for me was more of a imperative. And I don't think I realized that before. I mean, hindsight, I can identify it now. But I needed to get into that mindset of looking at my habits and looking how everything was connecting to it.
And I agree. Everything is connected. And so I'm thrilled to see the confidence, not only the confidence that you've developed and you've grown, but your mindset shift along the way. And you said something earlier that I just want to put an exclamation point on it. And that it's an ongoing evolution for all of us, myself included. We never stop growing and, you know, being in need of growth and development and the things that feed us and just make us better, happier, more fulfilled, you know, all the above. Just to kind of begin to bring things to a wrap, I'm not asking you to predict the future or look at a crystal ball, but you know, now that you're several months into this and now you've entered into a business coaching relationship in addition to what we've been doing in the life coaching area, how do you kind of look at the future? You know, what's your kind of perspective on things?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm very excited about where my business is going, what my trajectory is, even though I don't necessarily have a super clear, I'm forming a clearer picture of it. I think that I'm just ready for some shifts. I'm ready for some challenges. I'm ready for some new stuff, which is not something I don't think I would have said a year ago. I think I would have been, how do I just stay in this comfortable spot for, you know, the next 20 years, like I had done, I mean, almost the previous 20 years. So I think that I see a lot of growth, a lot of building, a lot of overcoming any kind of like existing barriers, because there's still stuff, right? So I'm just really excited about the future.
If I can tell you what I'm hearing you say, almost like we're having a little coaching session here recorded on the podcast. What I'm hearing you say, and I think we've discussed this, is that you are comfortable getting uncomfortable because you've begun to experience that and you've realized that it's totally doable. It's surmountable. You know, you can overcome it if overcoming is the right way to look at it for you, or deal with it, or maybe even enjoy it. Like getting outside your comfort zone is not as bad as you thought it was.
No, not at all. No, I think this is why, you know, it's exciting, because then it doesn't, I don't know how else to explain it, but you're absolutely right. Challenges are fun. They're not daunting.
That's great. Danielle, where can the listener who's watching and just want to connect with you and, you know, just connect with you, right? Because you're out there, right? And so how can people connect with you?
Absolutely. So you could go to my website. It's ddlimon, LIMON.com. Or I've got a new site up that I have. I work with some other talented creative professionals. And we have kind of a collective called webbedup.com. And that's webbedup, webbedup.com. Those would be the best places to get into. Oh, and in LinkedIn, of course.
You can find, don't forget LinkedIn.
You can find my the link to my LinkedIn on my website, ddlimon.com.
Fantastic. Well, I'll include your LinkedIn URL in the show notes.
Thank you.
So anyone can long. Just click on that. And so fantastic. Perfect. Well, Danielle, I think you know, because I've told you that I thoroughly enjoy our coaching sessions. I enjoy them immensely, and part of why I enjoy it is just seeing the growth in you, and it's a whole lot of fun. It's a whole lot of fun, and thank you for joining me on this episode of the Midlife Fulfilled Podcast, and you know, being vulnerable and willing to openly share. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bernie.
Before I remind you that if you're 80% fulfilled, you're doing great, I want to give you the opportunity to score yourself. That's right, to score your fulfillment. Just grab your free copy of my 5 Pillars of Fulfillment Scorecard. This 2-page resource makes it easy for you to score your current fulfillment in each pillar. And then using simple math, you can calculate your overall fulfillment score. You can grab this scorecard on the show notes page for this episode, as well as on my website at midlifefulfilled.com. And remember, friend, if you're 80% fulfilled, you're doing great. And if you want me to prove it to you, you guessed it, just grab the 5 Pillars of Fulfillment scorecard. Hey, I'm your host, Bernie Borges, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Midlife Fulfilled Podcast.